Hey guys, I'm Anna Palmer.
And I'm Jake Sherman, and we're the two of the co-authors of the Politico Playbook, but it's not just two of us. As many people know from reading Playbook, we have two additional people. Zach, why don't you introduce yourself to the audience?
Hey guys, I'm Zach Montalero, and I am the producer for Playbook.
And he's from New York, if you couldn't tell. He's
a proud
New Yorker and a proud Mets fan, right?
Unfortunately, yeah.
And we're going to have Daniel Lipman, Daniel Lipman's an international man of mystery. He's jetting right now between Cannes and the Amalfi Coast. So he's sending in a little clip for the end of this conversation about what he does and what he loves about Playbook the most. Zach, what has surprised you the most about Playbook?
I think the frequency in which we have to, you know, stay on top of the news. That when we first launched all the extra products, we're like, well, is there really room for this? Is it going to be enough news to fill up a second newsletter, or enough news to do an audio briefing, or everything else we're considering expanding to? And what we found out is that, yeah, there's definitely enough news, and that we joke that maybe we need a Playbook PM. And
don't ever say that out loud again.
We're not going to do it, but it's just the cycle is so fast and so much.
So one of the questions Jake and I always get asked is, what's your sleep schedule like? When do you wake up? You are up just as early as we are, maybe even earlier.
I don't think, not quite, but, you know, on my sleep schedule at least, you know, I'm in bed by 10 and up by 5, so it's a fun time.
Yeah, that's kind of my sleep schedule too.
I'm up at 3:30 in the morning.
I go to bed at 10. I wake up way earlier than 5. 5 actually, when I get to sleep until 5, it's like sleeping in, which is great because when I have a child, which will be soon, knock on wood, it won't be a problem. I'll just get up and be totally cool with just gliding through the house at all hours of the night.
I can't wait till Irene hears this. Talk to us a little bit. What's your favorite thing to write about?
I like watching the broad scope we get to take with campaigns. Before I came to Politico, I was a campaign reporter, and just watching our coverage play out across the country is just very exciting, and seeing the impact that Playbook makes. That if we're like, look at this ad, this is what the ad that people are talking about the next day.
So watch for Zach's new feature upcoming. I'm making this up as we go for some campaign coverage as things heat up for the midterm election.
Zach, thanks for those pearls of wisdom. And Daniel Lipman, take it away.
Hey, this is Daniel. Just want to thank everyone for reading the last year of Playbook and sending in all your great items and spotteds and birthdays. Keep them coming. I'm daniel@politico.com. It's been a great past year that we've been writing Playbook. I've been on the Playbook team for the last 3+ years, but we're really excited for the year to come because, as everyone knows, the news in DC is pretty crazy right now, and we're excited to cover it and to break news and find scoops, and we're really looking forward to the next year ahead of us.